Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, when you do something bougie, I assume you want to brag about it on social media, right?
I mean, is that not the point of social media? Make it seem like our lives are just
perfect.
Glitter and rainbows.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you have that in common with Mariah Carey. She recently threw down some serious money on a lavish vacation, and she shared all the details with the world on social media.
Yeah, she did. And it's possible all that oversharing may have backfired for her, and she's learning a painful and very expensive lesson.
Is it that people are shit?
That's a cheap lesson. Just go outside.
That's very true. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, August 15th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I feel like I'm not alone in feeling like everyone is on vacation but me.
Yes, they are.
I'm sick of it. And of course, celebrities are, they live on vacation.
I know.
They're never not on vacation. And obviously, their trips are way more lavish than the rest of ours. They love to let us know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just last month, Mariah Carey was on vacation in Capri, Italy with her two kids and her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka. Now, these are, of course, are her kids with Nick Cannon, but who doesn't have kids with Nick Cannon?
I don't even know that that's necessarily needs to be said. If there's a kid, Nick Cannon's the father.
If anything, we should mention when a kid isn't his. That's
yes,
when it's
exactly,
news.
Exactly, exactly.
And while Mariah was on vacation, I assume having the time of her life, her multi-million-dollar mansion in Atlanta was robbed.
Yeah. Stars, they're just like us.
They really are.
So police confirmed the break-in to Page Six and said it's still open investigation, so the information may be limited. I just want to know why the police are talking to Page Six about this. Like, that's who they decided to divulge information to?
Yeah, they're like, fine. We'll just talk to you now. Because
you won't leave us alone. But right now, it's still unknown if anything was stolen. But the robbers did have a lot to look over. Her mansion is a 9-bedroom, 13-bathroom house with a pool, a tennis court, and a playground. And I just want to say, I've always said you should have at least as many bathrooms as you have bedrooms. And I just appreciate that Mariah took that to heart.
Yeah. She's like, I'll do 4 extra.
So Mariah bought this home last November, and at the time it was valued at $5.65 million, which honestly seems cheap to me.
I was thinking that.
I've been spending too much time.
On Zillow?
Yeah.
Same.
I'm like, $5.5 million.
I know.
I just need 3 friends and we can afford 1 room. It'll be great.
How jaded are we? My God.
I know. But we don't know how much money she spent on her security system, but somebody was able to thwart it.
So here's the thing. Mariah may have unwittingly let the burglar or burglars know that her house was empty because she did post about her vacation on Instagram. She let everyone know she was leaving Atlanta and heading off on vacation because she shared a selfie on Instagram on July 16th with the caption, "Taking a picture before the humidity foils my hair here in Capri." Mm-hmm. So
it's a legitimate concern. I can speak to that.
Oh, God, same.
I just hear the word humidity and my hair turns into Diana Ross's.
Yeah.
But 3 days after she shared that post on July 16th, she shared another post with the caption, "Ciao Capri," a heart, and then the Italian flag. And that post is of 2 photos and then a boomerang of Mariah splashing around in the ocean in this black low-cut gown, which someone commented and said, "Mariah's swimming gown budget is a small country's GDP." And never have I seen something more beautifully clarified. Like,
well, to be fair, her original post was in that same gown. So maybe she is running low on gowns. We don't know.
You're right. Let's not. The pandemic hit all of us in different ways. Let's not assume. You're right.
Yeah.
But not long after her trip to Capri, Mariah then shared that she was in the Hamptons after she posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Out east for the week, soaking it all in." And then she tagged the real estate company Nest Seekers, who helped her find the vacation rental. She's just hopping from vacation to vacation. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Like, who isn't? My God, I'm so jealous.
And apparently, this vacation in the Hamptons cost Mariah upwards of 6 figures.
Well, yeah, she's got all that money saved after spending pennies on that house.
Right.
She got such a steal. Yeah, she's like, you know what? Screw it. I don't even want to be at this house now. It's so cheap. I'm going to jet set.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's absolutely a crazy amount to spend on vacation. Like, crazy. And, you know, Mariah is not the first celebrity to get robbed after sharing about her life on social media. Of course, we all remember Kim Kardashian getting robbed at gunpoint in Paris in 2016. And one of the men involved in her robbery told police that he knew how to get to her because of her posts on social media, which is really scary.
So at the time, her bodyguard wasn't with her because he was out with her sister, Courtney. Mm-hmm. And after the men involved in the incident were caught, one of them told police the jewels were shown on the internet. And Kim said that she didn't wear fakes. Mm-hmm. Even the Paris police chief said he figured this was how the robbers found Kim, saying she gives information on social media all the time.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, there's more going on here. Like, she obviously didn't post the hotel she was staying at, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I can't imagine her being like, my bodyguard's watching Courtney, so come get me.
Well, if Courtney was posting him.
Right.
I mean, you know, these people will go to great lengths.
Not to make light of this, but this is how I know I could never be a robber, because the number of stories that Kim posts when it's like dot 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 dot, I'd be like, I can't watch all these to figure anything out. Like, forget it.
Right.
I'll just make my money the normal,
well,
socially acceptable way.
You'd be easily caught because you'd leave a stream of milk everywhere you went.
Obviously, I would drink my milk before I went. And then I'd drink an ice cold glass after I committed the crime.
This just in, the milk bandit struck again.
Ooh, I do love that name.
So, you know, it's kind of starting to feel like open season on celebs. I feel like we're hearing a lot about these celebrity home break-ins. And not only are some of them being targeted after posting about their life on social media, but now apparently criminals know where these celebrities are hanging out and they're following them home.
Yeah.
Which is just, my God. And not long ago in LA, there were a string of follow home burglaries where celebrities were basically just followed home from, you know, nightclubs, restaurants, hotspots in LA, and then robbed.
Yeah, that's what police say happened to Dorit Kemsley of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who was held at gunpoint last October after bad guys broke into her home while she was sleeping and stole an estimated $1 million worth of jewelry and handbags, which is just terrifying.
Oh, my God.
The idea of, like, being asleep and somebody waking up to, like, a gun in your face.
You know, there are people online that were like, oh, it's fake. She's faking it. It's like, come, stop it. Like, she has two kids in the house.
Yeah.
Like, just hearing her talk about it, like, she's like, you know, this is how I'm going to die. And she's like, please don't kill me. I have kids. And it's like, oh, my God. It's just,
yeah,
it's terrifying to hear about.
People said the same thing about Kim when she talked about her, like, being basically held and robbed. Like, it's got to be, I can't imagine. That would just, that would stay with you. And then weeks later, former BET host Terrence Jenkins was in his car with another person when they were surrounded by masked thieves, and one of them ordered him out of the car at gunpoint. One of these masked thieves even fired their gun at Terrence's car, but luckily he was able to flag down a California Highway Patrol car, and the burglars just drove off.
Like, what are the odds that a Highway Patrol car is right there? Like, my God, that's some luck.
Yeah, I can tell you they're never around when somebody's making a left turn from the right lane, so... Terrence got lucky.
I made a left-hand turn before 10 a.m. and all hell broke loose. So I was like, yeah, you stopped crime today. So, I mean, what do we think? Like, obviously, your first thought isn't, well, I can't post about my life on social media now. Someone might rob me.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem to lead to these break-ins sometimes. Like, is this something celebrities should be more cognizant of?
Well, I actually think at least some of them are. I mean, I follow a smorgasbord of celebrities. And I've seen a few of them post, like, they'll post a picture somewhere and somebody will comment and say, this is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, this actually was from a few weeks ago. Like, I don't post when I'm on vacation.
Right.
So I think that some at least are cognizant of, like, I'm going to wait until I'm not actually in this place physically.
Even if they're not posting it, they're getting followed home from places. It's like, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time I thought I saw John Hamm driving a car and I followed the car.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, this is John Hamm. Like, I'm sure of it. I've got to, you know, have a one-on-one interaction.
A meet cute.
Because my friend sees him all the time. Exactly. And I, like, texted her. I was like, at a red light. Dad, I didn't text while driving, of course. And I was like, what kind of car does John Hamm drive? And she was like, I don't know. But anyway, it turned out it wasn't John Hamm. But I will say, like, seeing who you think is a celebrity, that's just got to be scary because it's like somebody sees you and recognizes you and then they just start following you.
I know.
With more dangerous intentions than Arisha.
That's what I was going to say. Obviously, their intentions, I think, are to follow for a robbery and not just, oh, my God, a celeb. Oh, wait. I should rob them, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I were a celeb, I would be like, on vacation. And also, here's a picture of my six armed bodyguards outside of my front door. Having the time of my life. Like, what else can you do, really, at that point? Oh, man.
Perfect.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Give me that hot goss. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.